You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Let's talk about the Royals.
Fine. We can talk about the Royals. That sounds fine to me. They won a game last night against the Astros, a winning team, which has obviously been a major complaint for Royals fans across the board. And really what happens is I come out of this game asking a question that I think is fair for this year to something you've mentioned a little bit yesterday, which is this team can't win the division if the offense is better. So last night we watched the offense get a little hot. Massey slugging a homer, then turning a sick double play. That was awesome.
That was one of the best double plays you'll see all season, by far.
Every single part of it. The pick by Vinny, the throw by Mikel coming across at his unnatural position at shortstop, or at least not the one he's played in the big leagues a lot. But like Massey hits a homer. They had two big innings. Now, they did not score from the third inning on, so it eventually went quiet. And I left that game asking myself the same question, which is, can this offense ever just go on a two-week run? Or is it just a game? Because right now, I've seen them have offense for a game. Mm-hmm. I have yet to see them have offense for a week. And what all I'm asking is not that they're a great offense all year long, is can the Royals offense score for 7 to 10 days? Because they're going to go 9-1 during that stretch if they do. Because they just won 16 of 18, and they weren't like on some offensive tear. They were certainly better. But like, can they put it together long enough to make me feel like, you know, once Renfro's out of the mix, that this is a team that can score?
Well, aren't they 16-1 or something like that, 15-1 when they score four runs in a game? So to your point, what you're saying, if they can have consistent offense during a week or two stretch, what's that look like from a win-loss perspective? Because you know you're getting some of the best pitching in all of baseball. But the numbers already have shown what would happen, Cody. To a certain extent, they score four runs, they're 15-1 or 16-1.
16-1 now, I think. Yeah, it's something like that.
And last night, it got a little closer at the end. I understand that. But they got seven runs in the first four innings. Then it was quiet. And then the Astros, of course, got a couple late. And the Royals closed the door with Urseg and Estevez, as they have for much of the season. But the offense, I think the surprise thing, because India had a really nice night.
He did.
Vinny had another multi-hit.
Massey hit a homer, right?
Another multi-hit game. Yeah, Massey had the first inning home run. It's weird. On a night where they scored seven runs, Mikel was 0-for, I think.
Mm-hmm. He was. He's in a 1-for-18 stretch.
And Salvi, of course, had a rough night, too.
That's the one that stands out probably more. Mentioning Salvador is the one that stands out probably the most, because out of every other Royals hitter right now, I would say I've seen a moment. Like, for instance, Vinny's in the middle of his moment. Vinny's hitting like 310 over his last 13 games with like a 350 on base percentage. So Vinny seems to have stabilized, it appears, based on where he was before and where he is now. Massey is on a little bit better of a run lately, right? He hits the homer last night. We've seen some moments with him. India, the average was never high in his career, so I would point out that he's pretty much a career 250 hitter anyway. His on-base percentage, which is what they pay him for, is, I don't know, third best on the team right now, so he's on a stretch too. All the ancillary guys we've mentioned. So like everybody at some point this year, other than Hunter Renfro, has shown like the two-week I have life stretch. Waiting for that on Salvador Perez. And that is always the fear. He still is chasing. He hasn't just had that white hot moment. He's only got two home runs, so he's not putting the ball out of the ballpark. Like, and so for the same conversation we could have had 2 weeks ago, There's always the fear that a 35-year-old catcher is going to run into offensive problems eventually. And right now, I don't know, 40 games into the season, he has not 43 games into the season. He has not shown any kind of level of consistency. He hasn't even had like the week where he looked hot.
At what point will you think it is just, okay, father time catching up? Because he has had, as you said, stretches where he gets super hot and he gets very cold. We haven't seen him get super hot
yet. For that.
But it's also still May 13th. It's not June. And typically we start to see end of May and June is when Salvador Perez heats up. Is it that if we make it to the middle of June and he hasn't gotten hot, is that when you wonder that, okay, this is just the new reality for him? I think it's too early on Salvi to act like he's just never going to get hot this season. But in middle of June, if we haven't seen like a week and a half stretch of him, and he doesn't have to be hitting 300 or 320, but if he's hitting 275, 280 for 2 weeks or something and has a couple home runs, that kind of stuff that we've seen throughout his career time and time again, if that doesn't happen by middle of June, then I'll get a little bit more worried about that. But, you know, I also wonder the hip issue that he had, a week or so ago, a week and a half ago.
Maybe that's lingering.
Is that lingering? Who knows? I don't know. He's playing. We know he's out there playing. He was catching last night. They're doing a good job of trying to move him around and rotate, give him DH first base to try to keep him healthy and fresh. But I'm not worried about that yet. But if you're wanting the offense to get going, other than acquiring outside assets, Salvador Perez's bat jumpstarting the offense would be a huge part of that, right?
It certainly wouldn't hurt, yeah. And he would be, like, I think the missing link for the RBI part, because the text line had pointed out, and I think that's fair lately, which is, lately it seems like they're getting guys on base, but we're not seeing those players get home very often, I think is the issue. And so when you're running into that issue, it's like, well, Salvador Perez could be a big part of the RBI part. He was 100 RBI guy last year.
People want you to have a Salvi song by the end of this week.
Well, you know, Vinny, it's one more game. I can't remember.
He's hitting 300, I think, since the song.
Yeah, he's hitting. So,
right?
I need one more game to give you the official answer for that, I believe.
But he's going to be
He's hitting
300.
Around 300 with like a 315 on base percentage since the song. So Vinny is back.
Surely you're not taking credit for this, are
yes,
you?
Yes, of course I'm taking credit. I told you.
Drew, hold on.
He gets 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after. That's the way these songs work.
Weeks before the song?
The metric for measuring if the song worked is how they performed in the 14 games before how they performed in the 14 games after.
So let's say we
14 games before, he's hitting 110.
Why is it before?
I don't know. It just felt like a good number.
Okay.
So if he gets to game 15 and he goes 0 for 4.
I'm out. My job's done. I'm at 14 games.
Yeah, this is what we call fun with data points. This is what Cody has. Fun with data points. Yeah.
The song only has a certain lasting effect, Drew.
So that means
there's only a certain amount of time it lasts, and then
you can't be surprised that of course Cody. We knew Cody was going to take credit.
This was like just a no-brainer.
This was always going to happen. The good news is Vinny is hitting better. He is absolutely hitting better.
The next time that if you happen to text Vinny at any point, I need you to just say in the text message, "Hey, man, I'm glad the song's helping you out, you know? It's good to see that the song gave you an extra boost."
His response to that is going to be...
He's going to be like, "Yeah, man, whatever."
He is not going to let me take credit for that. I don't think. In a text exchange between the two of us, I could be wrong, but... Salvi's never had a song. For an all-time great, Salvi's never had a song.
Well, because he doesn't need one, okay? He doesn't need one. He's a future Hall of Famer. I'm truly not worried about him yet. I'm truly not.
I've been having to brainstorm, Caglione songs. I'm going to have to sing a song just so you can get to AAA at this point.
Yeah, are you singing a song? Are you waiting for his debut, or are you trying to just get one here before?
Well, I got one in for Vinny before. When it's time, when like I'm just ready for them to be a big league player, that's around the time they can get a song occasionally in the minors. Bobby's came
on because
you remember
he
played his whole minors.
You already have the song.
I have the song chosen. I do not have any of the song. I have some of the song written. I do not have all the nuts and bolts aren't together yet.
Be honest for a second on the CAG song. Is it going to be uncomfortable?
Oh, I mean, if you know the original song, maybe.
Because I'm not going to spoil anything.
Does it have a Dusty feature in it? Is that?
Oh, what?
No, I'm asking.
It could. I mean, there are two parts to it, so I mean, anything's possible.
Someone says it's not your song. Vinny shaved his beard or facial hair, and that's been the difference.
Somebody also has a suggestion for a Salvi song, doing a remix to "I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt," or "Too Sexy," whatever it is.
"I'm Too Salvi for My Shirt."
So Salvi, that is for my shirt.
What's the shirt part make sense there?
Oh, I think they were just playing off of the actual song. Of course, so, you would change the lyrics.
Shave is a classic baseball get out of a slump move.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't know if it's because he's playing for Team Italy. He's been really lean. Like, he's got the full.
He's leaned in.
Curls. He's leaned in. Mustache. Mm-hmm. He's got the whole vibe he going.
You need him to do one of these after he hits a home run or gets home. He needs to do the.
like the Paisano yeah, thing. The That's what you
Tommy
want.
DeVito did it. Tommy DeVito did it after. He had the whole team doing it. Remember that? Tommy Cutlets a year ago had the whole team doing that after touchdowns. That caught on.
Oh, man. Okay. I mean, I'm just saying he seems to be leaning into the part. That's all. Uh-huh. We've talked a lot about songs on this show, to be clear.
We have.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.